Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Turn me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 27. Matthew chapter number 27. We find in Matthew chapter 27, let's begin in verse number 50. Jesus is on the cross of Calvary. He is paying our sin debt and the sin debt of the whole world. He shed his blood, and we know about the time of the cross, that he was on the cross. And it said in verse number 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. In other words, that's very important to notice. Nobody killed Jesus. People talk about killing Jesus. No, nobody killed Jesus. Jesus was not a martyr. Literally, Jesus gave up the ghost. He dismissed his spirit. He even said, it is finished. What he had come to do, it was accepted. Okay? He yielded up the ghost. Verse number 21, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. So when Jesus died, when he gave up the ghost, that veil in the temple was torn. And a great earthquake took place. And verse number 52, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. Again, this means resurrection. The word resurrection literally means a standing up. Okay, literally they stood up. But notice this, and came out of their graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, I'll stop there with reading. I want you to notice this is what's called the first fruits. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, you get that great resurrection chapter about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of our loved ones, the resurrection of even us. The dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, that great resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, Christ the first fruits. So we get the picture, first of all, of the first fruits in a resurrection picture. Jesus of necessity was the first that was raised from the dead in a glorified body. Now, there was other resurrections in the Old Testament. There were resurrections in the New Testament. Remember Lazarus and other times that it talked about in the New Testament where people were raised from the dead. They did not receive a glorified body. Jesus is the first of a new order, if you will. He was the first that when he came out of the grave, he had a glorified body. What does that mean? I ain't never seen one. Okay? I do know, I'm going to read it this morning in our worship hour at the beginning of worship service, we're going to be like him, for we're going to see him as he is. 1 John speaks about that. We will have a glorified body. Now, we won't be little gods running around and little Christ running around. I don't get lost in this. When I see Dave Quimby in heaven, Dave Quimby will be perfect. He's far from it today. Amen. Okay. And what goes for Dave Quimby goes for all of us. We're far from perfect. This sin nature has gotten, we wear glasses and hearing aids and no hair. I don't guess that's a curse, Ask Doug. He enjoys no hair. But anyway, all these things. In heaven, we'll be perfect. We'll be have a glorified body, okay? Amen. Amen. Anyway, Jesus Christ was the first of that order with a glorified body, okay? And after him, after he rose from the dead, in verse number 53, we see that in these bodies of the saints, that which slept, they arose, they were resurrected, and came out of the graves after his resurrection. So many of the saints at Jerusalem, after Jesus' resurrection, they came, they rose from the dead, if you will, and they were the first fruits. And always the first fruits of any harvest means that there is a promise of more to come. I won't get into the harvest. You know in the Old Testament about the harvest, there's the first fruits, then the main harvest, and then the gleanings, the leftovers, and that completes a harvest. The same picture is here for a resurrection. The first fruits would be Jesus Christ and these dear saints at Jerusalem who slept, arose, and you never hear any more about them. It's my opinion, and this is just my opinion. What happened to these dear saints? I believe that when Christ ascended to heaven some 40 days later, that these saints ascended with him. The Bible does not say any more about them, but obviously they're not here today. I believe that for while Jesus was walking around those 40 days, they were testifying of the power of Christ and the resurrection. I could see him knocking over on, somebody's door, and they open up, "Uncle Joe, we buried you a month ago, or 2 weeks ago." Yes, it's true what Jesus has said. He's resurrected, and he is the King of Kings and Lord. It's true, it's true. So they would be witnesses of Jesus going about, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every law be established. So all these were the first fruits. Then we get what's called the main harvest. We find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Turn me real quick there. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. A very familiar passage of Scripture. Let's begin in verse number 13, 1 Corinthians 4, 13. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep. These are believers that had died, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and hallelujah, we believe that. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. They have preeminence over us. They literally will rise first out of the grave. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." That's the main harvest. That would be the ones, I believe, would be from the time of those resurrected saints in Jerusalem who are the first fruits, and Jesus would be the first fruits. From that time on to the last person who would ever die before the rapture, before the translation of saints, they would get a resurrected body. They would get a glorified body. That's what we would call the main harvest. From the time of Christ to the time, if he came today, to this time, boy, the graveyards of cemeteries would break open, and that'd be something, and the dead will receive a new body. Then we, and that's why I always mention this, I'm not looking for the undertaker, I'm looking for the upper taker. Jesus could come today. So the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, it talks about in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I used to think when I was young, and I ain't young no more. I felt it this morning getting up and moving around. Anyway, the twinkling of an eye was like a blink. No, it's faster, blink. That's pretty fast. You blink your eye. That's pretty quick. Faster than a blink. No, that's not even what in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. That word twinkle, literally, it's the word atomos. We get the word atom from it. And they tell me, I don't know for sure, but I've been told that when they split the atom and came into the nuclear century, anyway, they begin to develop nuclear energy. When they first split that atom, that they cut time to 1/1,000,000th of a second. Now, that's beyond me. I can't even fathom that. The word atomos. 1/1,000,000th of a second. It's faster than that. That this is going to take place. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, that's what the Bible says. Okay? That's the main harvest, would be what we would say from the time of Christ's resurrection up until today, if he was to come today. That's the main harvest, which leaves us with the gleanings. We read, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 20. In verse number 4, it talks about that they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. These ones who died in the tribulation period, they will receive a resurrected body at the end of the tribulation period. Which brings us to the note I wanted to spend just a few minutes on. What about the Old Testament saints? Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all, Job and all these great Old Testament saints. They will receive a resurrected body. And I believe they receive the resurrected body at the end of the tribulation period.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.